It is Tuesday, and that means it's time for Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. No matter what the next generation of mobility will be, it will be on wheels, and Bridgestone will be there. Bridgestone solutions for your journey. As we bring in more entertainment, more software updates, autonomous driving where we actually connect to the road and the road signs, to emergency vehicles that may be coming up behind us, those are all portals that hackers can use to potentially take control of your vehicle. Standing between your vehicle and them is the University of Detroit Mercy that has a great cybersecurity program to prevent those kinds of cyber intrusions. We welcome Peter Spadafora, Director of Professional Engineering, Director of Professional Engineering Programs at the University of Detroit Mercy. There's a Peter Spadafora on the political side. Paul, I almost merged you guys. I apologize. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Guy. Thank you for having me.
Define the problem for us. How vulnerable are the vehicles of the future, and how high is the demand for the people you're training now?
Well, Guy, as we start to see vehicles of the future, you know, we're becoming increasingly autonomous. We're becoming increasingly connected and electrified. And as we start to have these services and over-the-air updates, we start to open up threat vectors that were not there before. And, you know, this leads me to a story that as I talk to leaders in the auto industry and in the military, they increasingly tell me I have great engineers, and I have very solid cybersecurity personnel that deal with information, but we don't have vehicle cyber engineers. And it's really from this conversation that the program was born. We're bringing together this tremendous need with the opportunity to train vehicle cyber engineers that are ready to hit the ground running.
So what do you need for better lack of a term, feedstock? Do you need a good electrical engineer first and turn them into a cybersecurity specialist, or can you get a cybersecurity specialist and upgrade their engineering skills?
That's a great question. I mean, neither is optimal, and that's why coming into this program to have someone that has solid technical background that we can then train with leaders from the auto and military, we can train them in vehicle cyber engineering. So a solid engineering background with the training that we can provide at the graduate and master's degree level will ensure that we have the cyber resiliency we need as a nation.
Are you also building tomorrow's white hat, the good guy hackers that can test these systems? I mean, it was just a couple of months ago, I believe January, that Automotive News broke the story that, I mean, some white hat hackers were able to get into and control vehicles from BMW, Ferrari, Ford, Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Rolls-Royce. You would think, when you hear those pricey names, that they would have pretty strong cybersecurity. Now, they have since fixed their vulnerabilities, but there are always new vulnerabilities that need to be conquered and defended against, correct?
Absolutely. And again, with all of the technology and how fast it's evolving, there are a lot more people hacking than there are securing, and that's why this becomes so valuable. And at the heart of the program, our capstone master's degree program is actually a course that has half of the students defending the vehicle, half of the students attacking the vehicle, and then they're going to flip. So that blue team, red team approach to vehicle cyber is exactly the hands-on approach that we need, and that's going to be at the heart of the program.
Sounds for me like it could be a really cool Guy Gordon nerdy spectator sport. I would love to watch that actually work, Paul. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a great new program there. And for all interested, University of Detroit Mercy, if you have someone with engineering and cyber skills, it's the place to go. Take care, Paul, and thank you.